Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
It's Thursday, January 13th. I'm Julie Slater with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. More people are filling up LA area hospitals as new COVID cases continue to climb. According to the latest state figures, healthcare facilities are now caring for more than 4,000 COVID positive patients. At county run hospitals, about 40% of those people were admitted because of the virus, while the rest learned they were infected when they were getting treatment for something else. But health officials warn that with new infections totaling in the tens of thousands each day, more people could end up needing hospital care, though there's some hope the current wave will soon recede. Dr. Timothy Brewer is a professor of medicine at UCLA's Fielding School of Public Health. He says coronavirus cases appear to be plateauing in other parts of the world.
We are seeing some countries in Europe, the UK, Spain, and France in particular, where their case numbers are starting to drop too. At least in the US as a whole, unfortunately, our 7-day average is still creeping up. So whether we've quite hit that peak yet or not, I think we'll just have to wait and see.
LA County today reported more than 45,000 new cases, along with 45 new deaths. And the surge is also putting pressure on frontline healthcare workers. Nurses across the state held rallies today to demand safe staffing levels and stronger workplace protections. KPCC senior health reporter Jackie Fortier spoke with members of the California Nurses Association at Good Samaritan Hospital in downtown LA.
About 40 nurses stood in front of the hospital wearing red union face masks and waving plastic clappers, hoping to call attention to what they say are unsafe working conditions.
My name is Alex Cuevas. I am the chief nurse union representative for the hospital here at Good Samaritan.
Cuevas says nurses are assigned too many patients to care for at once. In the past 4 months, he says about 80 nurses at Good Samaritan have quit. He teared up as he described the strain.
I had a cath lab nurse crying, literally in tears, to say, I can't do this anymore. I'm not a strong person like you guys are. And she ended up leaving. They're draining us so much. There's literally no empathy whatsoever from this management.
The staffing crunch is exacerbated by nurses testing positive with COVID, but Cuevas says the hospital should have planned for another surge with more hiring. The short-term future is bleak. California is expected to surpass last winter's hospital surge peak of 53,000 patients in the coming week. Covering health, I'm Jackie Fortier.
The American Red Cross says it's facing not only a critical need for blood donations, but also staffing shortages in the L.A. area and beyond. Red Cross L.A. spokesperson Mariam Mohiden, who recently had COVID herself, says the organization is hiring.
Because people are getting sick and having to quarantine, like myself, that means that we need someone to fill that space. Because if one person comes out, will that blood drive be able to happen? And we need it to keep going forward.
People who donate blood this month will automatically be entered to win Super Bowl tickets and other prizes. Meanwhile, LA County is moving to address what it calls gaps in language proficiency and cultural competency in the Department of Children and Family Services. KPCC's Julia Paskin has the details.
There are several Asian, Indigenous, and other communities whose language needs are not being met. County supervisors are asking DCFS to expand cultural awareness training for staff, identify translation service gaps, and work with established nonprofits to address them. Groups such as Cielo Center for Indigenous Language and Power, where Aurora Pedro coordinates interpreters.
A language barrier is the difference between life and death, as we've seen with the case of Andres the four-year-old Acateco boy.
Andres was taken from his mother, who speaks Acateco, an indigenous Guatemalan language, and placed in a foster home where he was critically hurt. The boy's family claims they could not effectively communicate with social workers, and that played a role in his removal from the home. The boy's foster mother has pleaded not guilty to assault and child abuse charges. Pedro says she works with indigenous families who've had kids taken away due to a lack of communication. For example, a parent takes a sick child to the doctor who gives them instructions for care.
How would the mother or father understand what those directions are? And it could come off as neglect.
She insists social workers must be trained to identify indigenous languages so they can call in an interpreter. I'm Julia Paskin.
The Clippers are in New Orleans. They play the Pelicans at 5. The LA Kings host the Pittsburgh Penguins at 7:30. No Thursday night football tonight. Super Wild Card weekend starts Saturday. The Super Bowl is February 13th right here at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood. Thanks for listening. I'm Julie Slater. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over LA. Details at www.ciclavia.org.